makes me feel really ancient to admit I've been flying since 1920. Since then, I've flown whenever opportunity presented, trying to gain as much experience as possible.
The bar is set very high on the Earhart mystery, and so what we have to have is what we sometimes refer to as an any idiot artifact, something that any idiot can look at and say that this has got to be from Earhart. No nuance, no speculation. Absolute proof.
This is Rick Gillespie's eighth trip to a tiny atoll in the Pacific Ocean, where he and other members of TIGAR, the International Group for Recovery of Historic Aircraft, believe they will find remains of Amelia Earhart.
Now that means DNA matchable remains, human remains. It means a piece of the airplane that either has a serial number, a part number, or is so distinctive that it has to be from her airplane.
Gillespie's believe that Earhart, who was trying to become the first woman to circumnavigate the globe by the most difficult route around the equator, ditched on what was known as Gardner Island back in 1937, is based on British reports of female bones being discovered on the island now known as Nicomoro 3 years after Earhart's plane was lost.
Now, the bones that were examined by the British have apparently since been lost. We've looked for them. If they still exist, nobody knows where they are. But there may still be bones on the island because only a partial skeleton was found, the pieces carried off by giant coconut crabs at that time. So those bones could still be there. There may be other things there that establish conclusively who that castaway was.
I'm perfectly happy if no one ever finds anything.
Amy Kleber is Amelia Earhart's niece and was 5 years old when her aunt disappeared. From her home in Vermont, she says while she has great respect for Rick Gillespie's work, the search detracts from her aunt.
Because I think all the focus on the mystery takes away from consideration of her life and her achievements.
Which were many, including a solo transatlantic flight and piloting experimental aircraft like the autogyro, a cross between a plane and a helicopter, and of course setting an example for many women today.
This modern world of science and invention is of particular interest to women, for the lives of women have been more affected by its new horizons than those of any other group.
Still, as he continues to scour the small island in the Pacific with his team, Rick Gillespie remains undaunted.
So we're very hopeful that we'll be able on this trip to find that smoking gun that will at last solve the case. But all we can do is go out and try our best.
Rick Gillespie, our Newsday Newsmaker of the Month.